Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Quick plug for our friends in Holdridge. Score One Smoke and Barbecue rubs and sauces for both competition and just if you just want to grill. Your house.
If you want to be number one, if you want to score a one,
yeah, you should probably get his stuff. Oh. Chris's stuff. Score One Smoking. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking.
Let's not forget now, also, guys. He also caters. He also will send. He'll send also all of his pre-cooked foods also, but he's also available for catering. And this is the season for tailgates and all that. Chris is available. I mean, he's knocking it out of the park. He's the number one barbecuer in a 500-mile radius, and he's on our show.
That means a lot. That's significant.
A lot. Yes.
That's significant. So score1smoking.com. Check it out today. Yeah. If you guys recall, back in, I looked it up, it was late October of 2023. Dabo Swinney, Clemson head coach, had his weekly radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there's a person named Tyler in Spartansburg that was bothering Dabo. And I can't play the whole thing. It's like, I'm not playing the whole thing, but I'll play the part where Dabo got upset, okay? Because it was gone for about 2 minutes or so of anger. Here was wrapping up things for Tyler and Dabo's response back from late October of last year.
$1 billion to go 4-4. And it's not just this year. It's been, you know, just the refusal to accept.
Hey, what's this guy's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. I've listened to enough of you, Tyler. Listen, you can have all your opinions that you want. All right. I don't know how old you are. Don't really care. All right. But let me tell you something. We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem, to be honest with you, because that is part of the problem. It's people like you that do that. All you do is the appreciation. The expectation is greater than the appreciation, and that's the problem. And so, you know, we've won 12 10-plus win year, seasons in a row. That's happened three times in 150 years. So if you want to know why, Clemson ain't sniffed a national championship for 35 years. We've won two in 7 years, and there's only two other teams that can say that, Georgia and Alabama.
Okay, that's part of Dabo's retort from that call.
Good retort.
Again, didn't play all the audio, but it was 2 minutes of Tyler ripping him basically for the demise of Clemson. Although Dabo's saying, listen, we've had success, my friend.
Yeah. Not only did they win two, they lost two.
Yeah.
Within the same couple of years, and as LSU, that's who we beat. My point is like that they were in the national championship game like 4 out of 7 years.
Which is remarkable. That's insane.
It's remarkable, And Tyler got skewered there.
He did.
And Tyler, he did. He got skewered, and that was good. Dabo did a good job there. The thing that Tyler did that you didn't hear, he played a card that I hate it when people play. You're making $11.5 million a year. I mean, come on. It's the relevance is borderline. I mean, what? So what do you do if you're 4-4? You take $5 million away from the coach? I mean, come on. It's stupid. It's a stupid conversation. But I will say this. Dabo, don't do this. Don't stop taking calls. I don't know why you do that. So he's going to take text questions, text and email questions. Just face the music. And if a caller gets unwieldy, just hang in there.
But, yeah, Dabo is no longer taking phone calls.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't do that.
That's why I brought him. He's not, as of yesterday, he's announced he's not going to take phone calls on his weekly radio show anymore.
Well, there's a couple things with that. Okay. Is that he's probably he was being very good. Because tell me what head coaches take phone calls.
They don't very often.
Right now he was in like a 2% probably.
Yeah.
I don't see Rule Saban does, and Kirby.
They take them here. I don't know. They do in the preseason, I think.
It's just that's not common. No. It's not common for them to take calls.
That's a good point.
Because it can just all it can really do is end badly.
Okay, yes and no. Most people are pretty good. Now when you start losing, it can get ugly. But here's the thing. If you do it, then just keep doing it.
Yeah, so I'm with that. Yeah. I'm kind of okay.
Do it, if just
you,
keep
if you started
it.
Yeah. If you've done that, yes.
Don't not.
Probably what it's been is that, like I said, he was very unique that he was taking the fact that they were 4-4 and he was taking phone calls.
Yeah.
And that's
tough to do.
That's tough for it to start off
but
with.
But can't you as a coach? I know I could do this. See, now you could say so, boy, it's really easy for you to say, but I think I could do it. Just say, yeah, I'm going to take an hour of calls. And I know that if we're 4-4, worse than that, it's going to get rough. I know right. It's going to get rough. I just got to deal with it for an hour. And if it gets rough, you can always hang up on a guy that's getting really bad. Most won't. Most fans won't. I mean, every so often, there'll be somebody that gets loose. And I didn't think Tyler was horrible. He wasn't horrible. I mean, he wasn't vindictive and crazy. He just was clearly upset. But Dabo got him. I mean, he got him.
Don't stop. At that point, there's a very spoiled, entitled fan base. For what, like I said, 4 out of 7.
Be careful over there.
Years, man. In a title game.
Yeah. I mean, it got that way here.
Okay. I know that.
That's why I say be careful. Because we're no different. It got really bad here that way.
Understood.
Yeah. Now, we'll see what happens at Clemson. I don't know what will happen with Clemson this year. I don't know what he's got over there.
They got a pretty good team. They're
ranked 15th preseason.
Yeah. Won't shock me if that game this weekend is still pretty good. Georgia and Clemson.
Clemson, Georgia this
that's
weekend.
That's week one.
Yeah. Oh, Miami and Florida. Yeah. Clemson and Georgia, Penn State and West Virginia. Good God.
Yeah, we got some games.
There's some games. That's like I said, I'll be doing a lot of flipping. I know. What is Nebraska is on?
They play UTEP at 2:30.
Yeah, I know that station.
2:30 station. It's
Fox.
On Fox?
Yeah.
On Fox.
Do some hamburger flipping too.
Yeah, Fox right there.
Right there. So that'll be a lot of flipping because there's some games on during that time because I think it'll be a pretty easily handled game by Nebraska. But that Florida-Miami game is intriguing. Mayhem game, as everyone's calling it. Mayhem. Because whoever loses that game, the fan base is going to be in arms. Mark it down right now. Florida.
Whoa. You like Florida.
There it is.
Taking the Gators.
There it is. There's the upset Gators special.
Taking the Gators.
Okay. Mark that down.
This year's West Virginia.
We have to keep track. We should keep track of our predictions.
Now, this is early, Bill, because it's not Friday. We do FSPs on Friday. Now, is that an FSP? Would Florida storm? Probably not, right? Against Miami? Miami's ranked.
It's got a chance.
Not.
I think it all depends on how it ends. If they win by 13, it's kind of controlling. They're kind of grinding the clock out.
No storm.
But if it's crazy ending, we'll do the field stormings that will come up. We'll take a hard look at that.
We'll look at FSPs. I love FSPs.
So. FSPs.
Mondays and FSPs.
And we hit a lot of those last year. We hit the field stormings. It was really good. I love when people have to launch over a wall.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
And all of a sudden, there's usually someone going like, I don't know if I should do this. And all of a sudden, I'm going. And all of a sudden, poof, launch themselves over.
Or somebody runs into somebody like happened on a basketball court.
Connie.
Oh, she was storming.
Yeah, she was storming the court.
Pick out Caitlin Clark. Connie.
Flopped.
Clark flopped. Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Connie.
She did.
Yeah.
She took out Connie.
Yeah.
We gotta see if we can get her on the phone. I'd love to talk to her. It'd be awesome to talk to her. She's just running out there.
She's out oblivious. To party with
she runs into Caitlin Clark.
She had no idea who she ran into.
It was great.
Yeah. She's in class on Monday.
Yep. Did I run into Caitlin Clark?
I guess so.
I guess I did. Everybody's
her parents. Is that you? Connie, I think I just saw you on TV.
I just love it, Connie.
Ran into Caitlin Clark. You need to watch where you're going.
watch. Hey, we're okay if you're storming. Just keep your head up. Let's find out what's going on out there. But no, like I said, that's an interesting situation. If you were doing it, I would agree. You'd like to maybe try to stay with it. But
keep going.
I have my respect for what he has done at Clemson. It's so ridiculous.
He's incredible.
He's an absolute star and still is. So
he didn't forget how to coach.
No, he did not. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys lost yesterday, so 0-1 on the week. Today, Sip, please turn that roster over because we're doing depth chart. Homes of current Huskers. Where are they from?
Please turn.
I mean, most of these states. Yeah, I don't need this specific
current
city, but.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll know.
I don't need this. I need the state. So we'll do it that way. Like, I don't need the city or the town.
I'll get you the cities.
We can.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
You'll have that.
Generally.
I wish it was like from 1978.
No, that's the thing. I shouldn't act so confident. I'm really good at the formers, not as much the current. Yeah. No, you're
current
right.
I won't have
70s
them.
And 80s, we'd nail everyone.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill in trivia. Homes of current Husker football players. Sip feels good about this. I think
pretty
Bill
good.
Does.
I don't.
Okay, Bill does not. Steele, how do you feel about homes of current Husker football players, Steele?
You know, that could be tough for me. I follow the recruiting trail, but
okay, that helps.
Maybe not that closely.
Okay, well, We'll see how this goes.
Thanks for calling in.
Bill is a lifeline for Sit for One question. As always, Steele, first question to you. What state is senior defensive tackle Ty Robinson from?
Oh, for God's sake.
It should be easy.
Got it.
Ty Robinson.
That one I do know. We know it.
Is he from Missouri?
Missouri. No.
Good guess. Yeah, that's a really good guess.
He's not from Missouri.
You know, I should have the town. I think it's Gilbert, Arizona.
Brilliant. Gilbert, Arizona is correct.
Gilbert, Arizona.
I just needed Arizona, but now you're just bragging.
Now he's showing off.
Now he's just getting cocky.
Just showing off.
1-0 lead. Sorry, Steele, cut you off. First question, you're up 1-0. What state is junior defensive end Jamari Butler from?
Oh, come on. I know the town.
Do it. Show off.
Oh, is it?
Your question. I was like,
what just happened?
I was distracted by something.
What just happened?
Ben probably knows too, right? Huh? Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
Brilliant.
He was a great basketball player. He was a great basketball player.
2-0 lead. Steele, last question is stay alive.
He only played 1 year of high school football. Had 22 tackles for loss, though. Hello.
That's pretty good. Yeah. 1 year. To stay alive, last question, Steele, down 2-0. What state is junior safety Malcolm Hartzog from?
Oh, man. Malcolm Hartzog.
I know
he
it's so you're
is from Mississippi.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Brilliant.
What town, Sip? You know where
he's from? I don't think I can say the town. What is it?
You know, I remember the town because it's from, man, I went to high school for a bit at Silver Lake.
Silver Creek.
Like that.
Silver Creek is where he's from. Silver Creek.
I didn't know
that. Good job, Steele. Sip for the win, and Bill's in play here, up 2-1. What state is sophomore guard Justin Evans from?
Oh, come on, Jake.
New Jersey.
Brilliant.
Bill wanted in, and he got it right.
Yeah, it's wanted in a little bit.
I don't know that I can say exactly.
You know where he's from in New
Jersey? Give me a second.
Okay, you get 5 seconds here. We've already won the game, so nothing to lose. Thank you, Steele. We'll get you back on the coffee.
No, is it Irvington?
No.
Yes.
I got an East Orange on here.
Well, East Orange, yeah, but he went to Irvington High School.
Okay. Per the depth chart, it says East Orange.
Yes,
so
East Orange.
Blame Keith.
Played for Smoke. Smoke, that's the name of the coach. Smoke. He wears cleats to practice.
Smoke does.
Yeah, wears cleats
to
practice.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. He wants to do some examples.
I like that.
He has worse cleats to practice.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, Mike Dawson recruited him.
This is a question for Bill for the tiebreaker. I'm going, again, off of this, the depth chart, the 2-deep.
Hey, Jake.
Okay. How many players on Nebraska's 2-deep are listed at 300-plus pounds?
Ooh. In the 2-deep?
Yeah.
The 2-deep. Is that
300-plus.
No, okay, I'll be very on two of these. There's three players listed. Okay, I mean, there's a couple with
more,
three players.
Right.
Let's go the 3-deep thing.
Yeah, just 3-deep.
300-plus.
The depth chart that was listed. How many guys, 300-plus on the depth chart? That was
six?
Given.
Okay. I'm going six.
Ooh, that's a good number. I'm going to go a little over.
It's actually 12.
Really?
Here's the guys, 300-plus in the roster on the depth chart. Turner Corcoran, Grant Segrin, Justin Evans at 315, Henry Lutovsky, 320, Jason Maciejczak is at 305.
Shake Shack.
McShake Shack, yeah. Ben Scott, 310. Micah Mazuka, 325. Tyler Kanak, 325. Bryce Benhart, 315. Gunnar Gatula, 305. Ty Robinson, 310. Nash Huttmacher, 310. 12 guys at 300-plus.
Some of those guys like Lutovsky, when you meet him, just ridiculously big. Yeah. Even some big guys seem bigger than they are. Like Litovsky's that way. It's like, how do you even get that big? Like, how do you feed that person? I always think about in terms of, what if that was my son and I had three of them? How would you feed them? You know how much money that would require?
It's a lot.
That should be your first question from, hey, how'd you get so big?
And I don't know how you eat. I mean, this is so much grocery. The grocery bill would be extraordinary.
It would. Nice win. 1-1 in the
week. Oh, thanks, Jake.
And Bill helped out with New Jersey on Justin Evans.
Pop this
as well
in the microwave quick.
Let's do that. Spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.